Shalom uvracha. So we're holding in Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Beis, and we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. And in order, with your rishus, we'll go over it, and just to get clarity. And what we want to know, the major question is, what happens when tzitzis snap, as unfortunately they are prone to, and you have some of the tzitzis strings that have come off? Could be a little toddler was walking past you as you were sitting on your chair learning. You were in deep, deep concentration on the sugya that you had in front of you, and you hear this little snip, and it could have been worse, but he's just chopped off your tzitzis. So this is certainly something which could possibly happen. And so this is what we're going to become experts in this evening, he says, hopefully, but Ezras Hashem. Here's one I prepared earlier. Okay, so let's start off with the shitta of the Rosh. And the shitta of the Rosh is very straightforward. We have our four mother tzitzis strings. Okay, there are four mother strings that are folded over. And so we have eight ends. And the Rosh holds that in order to invalidate your tzitzis, one of the mother strings has to be chopped off on the left side and the right side. If you have one of the mother strings that's chopped off on the left and on the right, all the way to the root, and you don't have Kedei Aniva is long enough for you to be able to make a little knot around the remaining strings, yeah? So less than Kedei Aniva, we'll say that it's chopped off very, very short. On the left-hand side and the right-hand side, one string of each. Now, if they belong to the same mother string, then it's game over. And your tzitzis are now possible. Agreed? Yeah? Is there any way of knowing, if you have one that's chopped off on the left side and one that's chopped off on the right side, is there any way of knowing whether they come from the same string or not? Unfortunately not. And therefore, according to the Rosh, even if dictate, you know that there are four on the left and there are four on the right. But if there's one that's chopped off on the left and one that's chopped off on the right, you don't know whether they are both from the same mother string or not. Yeah? Right, if they were color-coded, yeah, then you'd know. But we saw beforehand that the minhag is to use white tzitzis strings. So far so good? Yeah? Okay. So if you have one that is cut off very short on the left and one that's cut off very short on the right, it's game over. Why? Because we're not sure. Maybe they come from the same mother string. Yeah? Agreed? What happens if you have two tzitzis strings on the right-hand side that are cut off? Huh? So if you know that when you see four strings at the end, on the left and four strings at the end on the right, if you know that these were the ones consistently as you went through, when the person made these tzitzis, if they consistently kept the separation between the left ones and the right ones, so then we know that if I have two strings that have been chopped off, let's say on the right hand side, right? If we were medaktik and we were careful that the ones on the right over here have always been on the right, the ones on the left were always on the left, then we're fine. Agreed? Bit of nodding, bit of audience participation, yeah? Thank you, yeah? Because the two of them on the right, so we know that there isn't a single mother string that is cut off on both sides very, very short, because both of these ones are on the right. Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Ad Khan was the Rosh.
Three or four?
Oh, according to this, let's say you had all of the tzitzis on the right-hand side, the four of them, and you gave it a haircut, and you cut off all the four on the right-hand side. According to the Rosh, should this be okay? Yes. Yeah? Even though I don't have Kedei Aniva on the right-hand side, I'm still okay because I've got it on the left-hand side. Yeah? So even if they're very, very short on the right-hand side, that's absolutely fine. Agreed? Yeah? And we'll take it one stage further, Baruch Hashem, clarity tonight, Be'ez Hashem. And we'll take it one stage further according to the Rosh. Let's say you had all of your tzitzis strings, all eight of your tzitzis strings, and they were all snipped. However, it was more than kadeya neva. Kadeya neva meaning enough is left that I would have actually been able to wind it round and make a little knot around the remaining strings. If all of them, remember, the strings are originally all together yud beis goydlin, four goydlin, four thumb widths at the top, the thick part, and eight thumb widths, the bottom part. If all of these eight strings were all chopped off, however, you had the kadeya neva in all of them, is it still kosher? Yes, because it has to start off being yud beis goydlin, but even if it's chopped off afterwards, yeah, as long as it's more than yud beis goydlin, it has to start off being like eight goydlin really, but once it's chopped off, as long as it's more than a kadeya neva remaining, even on all of them, that's fine. So far, so good? Okay, comes along Rabbeinu Tam to make life interesting, yeah? So what does Rabbeinu Tam say? He says all of that and more. There's one more point, one additional stringency of Rabbeinu Tam. And we said, according to the Rosh, what was the most basic part of the Rosh? If one of these mother strings is cut off on the left and on the right, less than kadeya neva, yeah, then we said it's no good. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you always have to have two mother strings which remain fully intact. And when I say fully intact, I mean that these two mother strings have to be yud beis goydlin. They have to have the full length. Yeah? Two from each side, two mother strings. Now, when we say you need two mother strings that always have to be intact, yeah? What happens if there are two strings from the right-hand side, yeah, that are cut. Let's say they even cut. Let's say there are two strings that are cut. Let's say you were careful, you were medaktik, and you always kept the left and the right separate. So if you had two strings that were cut quite short, yeah?
On the same side.
On the same side. So far, so good, right? Huh? Why? Yeah? Well, you now are sure that you've got the other two that are remaining on this side and all the four on the other side. Yeah? Now, once there are three that start to get cut, that's when things start to get interesting. Because if you have three that are cut from the same side, yeah? Then what? According to Rabbeinu Tam, right? If it's less than, even if it's less than 12 goydlin, remember, he says that you need to have two strings remaining, two of the mother strings, that are full 12 goydlin, yeah? So once that third string, once two strings are not the full 12 goydlin anymore, and then a third string goes, so if it's on the same side, is that okay? No, why not?
Three less than 12.
Because there are three that are less than 12 are going in. What happens if there are two on the right-hand side that are gone, and there's one on the left-hand side that's gone? Huh? Why is it? Oh, it's still a problem because you don't know. You've got two on the right, you've got one on the left. Now, it could be that the one on the left is the continuation of one of the ones on the right, but you don't know. And therefore, once you've got three strings that are less than yud beis goydlin, you're in trouble.
If it was the same as the one that was short on the side that had one short, if it was the same as the one that was on the other side that had two short, then that's okay.
That would be okay, but we just don't know. Okay? So what we have to factor in now, Rabbi Sai, is just to take into account these two shittas, and that Rabbeinu Tam is adding to the Rosh. Yeah, so the Rosh, we discussed the Rosh beforehand, and Rabbeinu Tam is adding to the Rosh. So let's hold on tight. Okay, so we're going to start from Rabbeinu Tam, which is the top of page Chaf Dalet. It's in the middle of Simen Yud Beis, Sif Aleph. And the story was that we know according to the Rosh that if you have one of the mother strings that does not have Kadea Niva on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side, then the Rosh says that's a problem. Agreed? But if one of these mother strings, it's short on the right-hand side, but on the left-hand side still has Kadea Niva, then that's fine. Okay? You always have to have, according to the Rosh, all of the mother strings. Yeah, that if you have one mother string, which is gone on the right-hand side, there's nothing. If on the left-hand side, you've still got Kadea Niva, you're okay. Okay, so now let us see this inside, and Hashem should help us and all of Klal Yisrael. Ula Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, Loimach Sherinon, Ela Benishtairu Shnei Chutin Shleimim. You always have to have two mother strings that are totally there, Dahainu, Arbo Roshim, four ends, Shekolechot Mea Roshim, Oroich Yud Beis Goydlin. That each one of these four ends, the two mother strings, which start off on the right and then continue on the left, that it goes Yud Beis Goydlin all the way down, all the way down. If you would theoretically know which are the two, yeah, if you were able to track which are the two on which are the two mother strings on the left and which are the two on the right, Oz Machshirin Keshenifsaku Hashnei Chutim Achirim. Then you have on the right hand side string 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1 and 2 are totally intact. 3 and 4, yeah, if 3 and 4 are down, Im Nishtaya Bohen Kadeaniva. You would have to have at least Kadea Niva on one of on those two strings that are remaining. Why do you have to have 1 second, we're on the right hand side now, yeah? So as long as you've got two long ones on the right, which are tracked to the two long ones on the left. Oz machshirim, then we would say it's kosher. Kishenifsaku hashnei chutin achirim, if strings number 3 and 4 were cut, im nishtaya behen kadea niva, as long as you have a kadea niva left, right? Now what this means over here is, what does it mean kadea niva? It means that if 3 and 4, strings 3 and 4, yeah, let me just take a step back, yeah? These four fingers are the right-hand sides of your tzitzit strings, okay? So two of them are totally intact, all the way Yud Beis Goydlin. Two of them on the other side are also Yud Beis Goydlin. Now, when you've got string 3 and 4 on the right-hand side, and you've got string 3 and 4 on the left-hand side, right, they have been cut. If you were able to track and make sure that your 1 and 2 mother string were each fine, how much would need to be left of strings 3 and 4? How much would need to be left? A Kadea Niva. Because according to the Rosh, when is it a problem? When on both sides, you don't have Kadea Niva. But as long as strings 3 and 4, at least on one side, have a Kadea Niva, then we're in business. Okay? Yeah? So again, strings 1 and 2 are fully intact on the right and fully intact on the left. Strings 3 and 4, as long as you've got at least a Kadea Niva on one of the sides of strings 3 and 4, then that would be fine. But this is all theoretical because we don't actually know which ones are on which sides. Avol, im nifsaku shleisha chutin, once you have three of them that have been cut on the right-hand side, yeah? So number one is, so three of them have been cut from one of the sides, yeah? Aval pishin ishtai ben kadea niva, even though you still have a kadea niva remaining, so you've got three of them that are cut. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you always have to have two mother strings that are full Yud Beis Goydlin on either side, yeah? You always have to have two mother strings that are complete on either side, all the way down. Once you've got three strings that have been snipped, even if they do have Kadea Niva, it still doesn't help us. Pesulim, it's going to be posel. Umit Pnei Kach, Okay, so 1 minute. So let's just catch up in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah here now. The Mishnah Berurah says in Ches. Why is it Rabbeinu Tam is machmir like this? Tam of his reason. The shnei chutin shein dalet onu noisnin b'mkoyim techeles. The shnei chutin shein dalet onu noisnin b'mokum lavon. That at the time when we had techeles, you had four strings, two are blue and two are white. Now that we have four white strings, they come in place of the two which were blue and the two which were white. So you always have to have a full complement of at least one full set, which is totally intact. So you have to have at least one of those varieties, which is complete. So you have to have at least two strings, two of these mother strings that are intact. Continues the Shulchan Aruch four lines down. And because of this, we're now speaking practical halacha. Mm-hmm. If three heads have been cut, now for the purpose, sounds like ISIS, yeah? If three of the tzitzis ends have been cut, and for the purpose of this discussion, we'll have two of them cut on the right-hand side and one of them on the left-hand side, okay? Two on the right, one on the left. So what would you say is going to be the halacha now? If the one on the left is a continuation of the ones on the right, is that good or bad? That's going to be fine. And if it's not a continuation, so then you're for sure that you've got three different strings. So he says, if you've got three strings that have been cut, if you were not particular, and now you've got three strings, two on one side and one on the other side, well, since you don't know, you don't know, maybe, even though there are two on this side and one on the other side, they could really be three different mother strings. Chayshinon, we're concerned, Shemakol Raishu Mechot Acher. Maybe each one of these three is from one of the different mother strings. V'nimtza She'ein Kan Elochot Echot Sholem. So all you have is one string, which is Sholem. Hilchoch Misfeik or Posel. Therefore, out of Sofek, it's going to be Posel. Avol. If, however, only two of the heads have been cut, so then how many strings do you have remaining that are fully complete? That are Yud-Beis Goydlin? You got two that are left. Yeah, two have been cut. Right? You got eight strings. Two of them have been cut. So we know that there are two of the mother strings that are now for sure shortened. But you've got two other strings that are still fine. So machshirinon b'kadayaniva, then the two mother strings that have been cut, we still have to make sure that the ones that have been cut, because of the rosh, they still have to have at least kadayaniva on the two that have been cut, right? Because you've still got the rosh together with Rabbeinu Tam, and the rosh says if one of the mother strings has been cut on both sides, you don't have a kedei aniva, then your tzitz is apostle anyway. So v'halocha kusvara rishayna. So well, let's see the Mishnah Berurah imloy dikdek. So he says if you were not careful, so then it could be that these three strings that have been cut, two on one side and one on the other side, it could be that really they are three mother strings. Kosha da kol shekein hu im dikdek. We'll see that all the more so, if you were medakdek and then three strings were cut, then you do know for sure that they are, and they were all on one side, then you know for sure that there are three mother strings that are gone. He says, because of the safe way he concludes, that if there were only two ends which were cut, so we just have to make sure that there's kadei aniva that is left. Then the zeu davka b'loy dikdek. That would be that you need to have two strings if you were not careful. Avalim dikdek im nachtku shnei roshim mitzad echot kasha afilu lein eshtaya kadei aniva. Toneshtaya mikol echot rosh hasheni. That if you were careful, then it would work out that if you have the four strings on the right and you've got four strings on the left, on the left, string number one and string number two are still complete. String number three and four, if you were medakdek, then even if three and four you don't have a kadei aniva, because you have more than kadei aniva on the other side, it would still be fine. So that's why he's mentioning this. אבל אם נפסקו שניים משני צדודים ולא נשתי בקנאי ופסולין דשמחות אחות הן. If, however, you've got, you weren't medakdeik, sorry, if you, even if you were medakdeik, but if you had one that was cut on the left, one was cut on the right, you're not able to track it. So therefore, if you don't have kedei aniva over there, in at least one of those, it's going to be possible because maybe they are the same chut. Machshirino b'kedei aniva, right? If you only had two that are cut, if you have two heads that are cut, then as long as you have kedei aniva left, rotzolema, afilim hoya hashir kedei aniva rak ba'echod mehem, v'kanal b'sif koton hay, then as long as you have, if you've only got two that are cut, then as long as there is a on two different sides, then you're fine as long as it's kedei aniva, as we said beforehand, as long as, because you have to have on each of the mother strings at least a kedei aniva. The halacha kesvara rishayna, and halacha is like the first chitta, which is the rosh. So therefore, to summarize what he's just said now, says the Mishnah Berurah, poshut demutal avarech aleihen k'meishu b'yarin b'halacha, that the halacha is like the rosh. And if you have a pair of tzitzis, which is kosher according to the rosh, you can still make a bracha. So let's just summarize what is the halacha. And I'm sorry for those who've come in late. This is really difficult, even if we were here on time, and even if we've got eight brains. But certainly if you came in late, please don't think of giving up Yiddishkeit just right now. It'll be okay, and we'll move on to a new sim, and it'll all be fine again, Be'ezus Hashem, yeah? But just to summarize, since he says the core halacha for Sfardim is like the Rosh, so it comes out that if you were careful and you knew your tzitzis, there are four strings on the right and there are four strings on the left, and you're always careful when they were being made to have four on the left and four on the right. If one of them is snipped off, very, very short, is that okay? That's okay. That's okay. If two of them are snipped off very short on the same side, is that okay? Yes. In fact, even if all of them are snipped off on one side, yeah, it's still okay. As long as when the tzitzis were made, you were careful to have four on the left and four on the right always, because then each one of the mother strings has at least a kedei aniva on one of the sides. Yeah? So even if all four are snipped off on one side, that's fine. However, when will they become posel according to the Rosh? If you've got one that snips off from the right-hand side and one that snips off from the left-hand side, and both of them are very short, that's when your tzitzis are posel. Okay? And that is the core halacha. And if you have a pair of tzitzis where one of them is less than, where that is the case, any of the things we just mentioned, you can still make a bracha on it. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, Miyu heicha de'efsha tov lochosh l'sfaras Rabbeinu Tam. Ideally, you should be concerned with the shit of Rabbeinu Tam. And the shit of Rabbeinu Tam tells us that you always have to have two mother strings that are full Yud Beis Goydlin on either side. Which would mean that if you have two strings that are snipped off on, let's say, the left-hand side, two strings that are snipped off on the left-hand side, and you were careful when they were made always to keep the left from the right. So what's going to be the status of these tzitzis now? Yeah? Two strings that are snipped off all the way up, but there are two mother strings that are definitely intact the whole way along on the left and the right. That's certainly going to be kosher. Yeah? And he says we should be careful. Ideally, we should go like Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, even though we said beforehand that, you know, if all four are snipped off on one side, that's fine. That's only according to the Rosh. But since he's saying we should be machmir according to Rabbeinu Tam, that means you've, out of your eight strings, you've only got two to play around with. Yeah? And all of the other six should be, you should make sure you have two mother strings that are going to be long on both sides. Okay, so we can then, Ramos says, V'nayagin k'Rabbeinu Tam, and Ramos says, yeah, we should be strict like Rabbeinu Tam. V'chol shekein im dikdek shiu nikorin ha'arba roshin shebetzad echod v'nifsku shleisha roshim b'tzad echod apostle. All the more so if you always were careful that the right stays with the right, and then three of them are snipped off on the right-hand side, for sure it's possible. The oz vaday nifsiku shleisha chutin, because then you have three mother strings that no longer have yud beis goydlin on either side. V'mnifzaku b'shnei tzedot inami posel. So he says that if you were tracking it and three of them snipped off, two of them on the right-hand side, one of them on the left-hand side, still it's going to be posel shema shloisha chutin hein, because perhaps you had string number one and two that were shortened on the right-hand side, and maybe it was string number three or four that was shortened on the left-hand side. Let's just go a little bit further. When we've said you need to have kadea niva, which is remaining, but because you have really thick tzitzis, you're practically not able to actually wrap it up. So he says, don't worry about it. That's still going to be okay. And if they were thinner, you would have been able to kosher, then that's fine. So it doesn't, we spoke about this two nights ago. So umisharin, he says, you would measure that on sort of average size strings, whether you would have been able to tie a knot. And if these ones are too thick and you can't, don't worry about it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, kosher, do aruchin hein, because they are long enough, because they are neither to make a knot. Rakne ovi en yochel lanov, just because of their thickness, you're not able to. No, to make an anivo means to be able to wrap it around the posel ones and make a little knot in that. Yishakayach.